You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Sad to say, depression is rampant among the young and old these days. The stats, especially among children, are really absolutely depressing. Well, here to help us figure this out, and especially during the holiday times, and I just want to remind people, holiday is multiple times during the year when depression can be prompted by that particular holiday, like a Mother's Day. But Kathleen Barnes, she's author of Food is Medicine, a marvelous book. Food is Medicine. Get this book. She has at least five foods she knows that can help prevent and fight depression. So Kathleen, we love having you in our kitchen. I'm so glad to have you here today to talk about depression. It is such a sad state of mind. How can we eat to combat this mood changer?
Well, it is a sad topic at this time of the year, but it is so common for so many people, especially as, you know, we think about celebrating the holidays without those loved ones who've passed, or other holidays too, or birthdays or anniversaries and things like that. And food is, everything we do is about food. I think many of us tend to forget that, and it has such a profound effect on our whole being. So eating the right foods, and particularly foods that are really rich in B vitamins, selenium, and even vitamin C, can really help you give your body the building blocks to correct neurotransmitter imbalances or brain chemistry imbalances that lead to depression.
You just said it, brain chemistry imbalances. And let's just briefly mention, foods that we often go to when we're feeling sad are exactly the wrong ones, such as sweets and alcohol. Just touch on that.
Right, and high-carb type foods, comfort foods. Think of comfort foods.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I would love to eat a big mound of mashed potatoes. I'm not so much about the alcohol or the sweets, but each one of us has our own individual desires there. But most depression, and sadness and depression are two different things. And of course, we miss our relatives and loved ones who've passed at this time of year, of course. And that's just pretty natural, and that's probably not due to a chemical imbalance. But eating foods that will make us feel good and have those feel-good hormones, those neurotransmitters, serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine, will help all of that, everybody, even if you're having it because you have a good reason to feel sad.
Okay, so let's get right to the five, because we never have enough time. So let's make sure we cover all five. Where do we start?
Dark green leafy vegetables. They are kind of, I consider them the holy grail of foods, because they have so many great nutrients in them that work for so many different things. But particularly when we're talking about depression, you want to talk about kale and spinach and all of those other great dark green things. They are really high in B vitamins, and those are the building blocks to manufacture those mood-lifting neurotransmitters that you want. They also are good sources of vitamin B6, also known as folate, and that's one of the really key building blocks we need. Dried beans, same thing, high in B vitamins. Mushrooms as well, sunflower seeds. Among other foods, besides those wonderful dark green leafy things, are garlic and onions. And actually, they have so many nutrients in them, too, that work for so many things. And in this case, we're talking about, they actually contain some of the same chemicals that are found in those MAO inhibitors, which are part of the antidepressant drug family. So you can get them the natural way and without side effects if you eat onions and garlic. And who doesn't love that?
Well, we eat them just about every day in our house because we saute mushrooms, onions, and garlic and put it on everything. In fact, my husband said, you know, if I ever opened a restaurant, which he won't, he would have it, everything would be served with saute mushrooms and onions. And then we'd all be happy. He didn't know about that part, but I'm adding that.
Well, he did probably. So, somewhere he knew about that. Instinctively, he did. Sounds like a great restaurant. I'll come.
Yeah, well, don't hold your breath. But we can do it at home. We don't have to go to a restaurant for this. It's so easy. You just buy them, you saute them in olive oil, and you throw it on everything. We do just about everything. All right, which would include, then we of course have a dark green leafy salad. which is another, I'm just thinking of easy ways to get these into our bodies every day. That's why I'm going through this. Or you
make
could
some
even,
hummus out of chickpeas and sprinkle some sunflower seeds and maybe some roasted garlic on the top.
Hey, I'm in on that
oregano.
One. And oregano and, yeah, those are two others, aren't they? The oregano and the sunflower seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm making notes
sunflower
here.
Sunflower seeds are great sources of B vitamins. And for people who are vegetarians, and even more importantly for people who are vegans, these provide some of those essential B vitamins that are very difficult for people who are non-dairy and meat eaters to get.
Right. So B vitamins seem to be...
sunflower seeds are staples.
Okay, these all should be staples because we don't. I mean, we're talking about prevention as well.
Sure, of course.
We don't have to be diagnosed with depression to go this way. And of course, there are multiple other health benefits, obviously, for eating all these foods. But let's and for children, you know, I mentioned that the stats for children is just frightening. I have a feeling part of it's because they're eating such a poor diet that is laden with sweets. What are your thoughts on that?
I think you're probably right. Yeah, you know, 10.7% of our kids have major depressive episodes once a year. Wow.
That's 1 in 10.
Uh-huh, 1 in 10.
Just,
yeah.
I mean,
and most common among 15-year-olds.
15.
And
oh, that's
tough
when
time. Of course, that's a really tough time. We know that. We were there.
Well, I was there. I think it was 15 for more than 1 year. But it's just something that's preventable. And I think people are saying, well, you know, I'll eat sauteed mushrooms and onions and I'll eat dark green leafy vegetables. And but my kids won't. I'm here to say that's not true. Kids will eat that. We serve it in our families. And we've done a lot of work with kid critics. So don't be afraid to make it a staple in your home, just to do it every day. It takes no time. We're talking about simple solutions here and inexpensive ones.
Chips. They love kale chips, you know. That's
yeah.
So easy.
Yeah.
If they want to eat kale, let them have kale chips.
But your budget can afford this a whole lot better than prescriptions, right?
Sure. And your body can afford it a lot better than prescriptions, too. And we know with kids with those prescription antidepressants, you know, it causes weight gain and all sorts of things. But it can also cause suicidal behavior and violence.
Oh, make me sad. It just, I know it's
just
too
don't
prevalent.
Want that.
No, we don't have, they have enough to deal with, but we can make it easier. Well, water is another one, as I recall. So, am I right about that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, water is of course, one of those essentials of life, water and air.
Yeah.
We can go for weeks without food, but we can only go for a few days without water. And that also brings about that electrolyte balance in your body that rebalances everything, including your brain chemistry. So if you're feeling that sad, that's really important. Another thing that's really important, too, is at this time of the year, we're in the middle of the winter, we're not getting sunshine for most of us, unless you're in Florida and you're lucky to be down there. And so our vitamin D levels go low, and that also contributes to mood problems. So, you know, especially those who get that letdown after the holidays, that's because our vitamin D levels are low, and most of us might even want to consider supplementing at that point. Vitamin D-rich foods that don't come from the garden, I think, like fish oils, eggs, egg yolks particularly, and those sorts of things. So, you know, there's a lot you can do to combat that as well. That's another type of depression.
Wow. We've covered a lot in just a short time, and I'm afraid our time is up. But please, everyone, take heed. Food is medicine. Kathleen Barnes is the author of that book. If you didn't take notes today, get the book. It's all in there. She makes it short and simple, easy to do. We are so grateful that you were with us today in our Family Food Kitchen. And please listen to our episodes, past episodes on Radio MD. They're all there for you. And share them with your friends. We are so grateful again that you are here with us. Make yours a healthy, happy day. Please eat well and stay well so this can be so.